Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Really glad you tuned in. Very happy Tuesday to you. Well, we're well into October, and you know, for most of us, that means the leaves are changing and the temperature's dropping. A new season is here. Well, everything about the weather, our activities, our signals, are into transition to another time, a new season. Well, there are signs in our own lives as Christ followers that also accompany a new season. And we're going to talk about those seasons today. We actually touched on this, I want to say, a week or two ago. We were going to devote a half hour to these four seasons that I lay out in my book, Your Beautiful Purpose. We got so many calls, we barely touched on the topic. So we decided to devote this full hour to these four seasons, because you can be in more than one of these seasons at a time. And why this matters is because obedience looks different in each season. Temptations are slightly different in each season. So we're going to unpack all four seasons: run, rest, stand, and active waiting. Feel free to ask questions throughout this conversation. Also, you can email me. I have three to maybe four copies of Your Beautiful Purpose to give away as we unpack these, okay? Second hour, we're going to explore the answer to this question: do Christians rush to judgment too soon and too often? Do Christians rush to judgment too soon and too often? Are we quick to believe the worst instead of believing the best, as Scripture tells us to? That's what we'll talk about second hour. So the reason this matters, these four seasons, what I've noticed anyways, is that there's a high ground and a potential for forward movement in every season, even seasons that seem like they're holding us back. And sometimes we gain ground just simply by holding our ground. But here's the point. We need not be at the mercy of the elements when the storms rage. We must not lose perspective when it seems like our life has come to a screeching halt. And so know this, that God can propel us forward in an instant when the time is right. And we got to trust Him. So these are seasons that teach us how to stand on what we know to be true in Scripture, regardless of what we feel to be true in the present moment. And we can find a great purpose in our steps when we know where to place our feet. 2 Samuel 22:33-35 says this: God is my strong fortress, and He makes my way perfect. He makes me as sure-footed as a deer, enabling me to stand on mountain heights. He trains my hands for battle. He strengthens my arm to draw a bronze bow. This is so important, because we can either look at the seasons of life that we're in as obstacles, as if to say, I could live out my purpose if I didn't have to deal with this. But the this we're dealing with is the very thing that trains us for that next place that God has for us. So let me just give you kind of a rundown of these four seasons that I've identified, and then we'll break them down a little bit more, okay? So the first one is run, the season of run. And this is a time to take ground. It's a time of favor and stretching faith when there's just much to do. It doesn't seem like there's enough time to do it. It is a time to take ground. The other season, the next season, is the time of rest. And after I wrote the book, I started to wonder, should I titled this season something different, because when you go into this season feeling anything but restful, but the end goal is to rest, this is a time to pull back. This is a time of refining, a time of replenishment. It's also a time where you feel like you're in obscurity. Most people arrive in this season of rest either kicking and screaming, like they were just on the dance floor with God, things were moving, and all of a sudden they open their eyes, the lights are out, and the music is off, and they're thinking, how did this just happen? Maybe you lose a job, maybe a relationship changes. Maybe you arrive almost dead on arrival, where it's just a season of utter burnout. Either way, you're in this place where you feel like the world has passed you by, and you're just sitting there. And oftentimes, the outset of this season, it's disillusionment, it's discouragement. You feel like God has lost your address. But what happens in this season is so, so, so important that I can't wait to unpack this one with you. This, to me, is a season that will propel you forward if you know how to steward it and learn how to rest in God rather than strive in your own strength. Well, the third season is a season of standing. To the season to stand is a time to hold on. And this is a season when it feels like the furies of hell have unleashed all of its powers against you. And the way that we gain ground in this season of stand is just not to lose ground. It's a time of purifying and testing. And then the fourth season is the season of active waiting. And this is where you look like business as usual on the outside, but you've got deep longings on the inside. So maybe you're stewarding right now the land that God has given you, things you prayed for years ago. But right now, you've got longings in your heart, deep, deep desires you long to see God fulfill. And again, what I realized after I published the book was that every serious Christ follower, I think, is always in a season of active waiting because faith pleases him. We live in a fallen world, and we are walking out promises that we prayed long ago, and we're laying hold of promises for current situations. So I really do believe that we all are in a season of active waiting in one way or another. So let's talk now about this first season. It's a season of run. It's times of favor and stretching faith. When I was in the fitness industry, we used to say, take more ground on the good days. In other words, when you're in a time where you, let's say you show up at the club and you feel good, you have energy, you don't even know why, you feel better than you do most days, we say on those days, lift more, run farther, work out harder. Because there's also going to be those days where you show up and you can't quite figure out why, but you don't feel your best and you tend to adjust your workout accordingly. Well, to parallel that in the spiritual realm, there are just times where you have seasons where things are lining up and you're just bearing much, much fruit. And really, the call for you then is to take ground, take all the ground you can. It's a time to make hay. This is a season of favor, and it's easy to settle into the mindset that life is good because I'm good. But in reality, life is good because God is good, and everything he does serves a greater purpose in our life. So this is a season of favor, and it's a time to get focused. It's a time to make hay, to run with patient endurance. It's a time to do great things, to bear much fruit, and to make up for lost time. It's a time to run with purpose in every step. This is not a time to sit on the couch of comfort and ease, and it's certainly not a time to dawdle with things that don't matter. Though this run season, it'll feel like you're doing more and called to do more than you actually have time for, you will experience the loaves and fishes miracle in this time if you stay dependent on God and you trust him and you do the things he calls you to. But do know this, in every season, there's the call and the invitation for Sabbath rest. So even though this is a very full time, you still will have exit ramps that will lead you to places of still waters to be replenished, because always, I always say this, in God's yes, there always will be an element of rest. So here's the thing, though. In this place, you may have some temptations, and here are some of the temptations that I've identified in this run season. One is to dawdle, to get distracted, enjoy the wind at your back, and you totally miss the point of the season, where things just don't feel so hard, so you sort of loosen your grip on the promises of God and on your hold of the things of God. Another temptation is just to get tangled up in the affairs of this world because life doesn't feel so hard. Another temptation is to involve yourself in either time wasters or good ideas that are not God ideas. Another temptation is to grow prideful because things are going well for you. And as I mentioned, the temptation to loosen your grip on the Almighty because you're not aware of your desperate need. Now, here is a really critical point. If you don't run your appointed race during this time of favor, you won't feel that desperate need for God during this time. You'll miss out on that loaves and fishes miracle with God because you're not clinging, you're not running, you're not making hay. But if you do run in this time of favor, you will feel that desperate need for God, and you'll be in awe of his faithfulness all at the same time. So give what you have, and God will do what he does. So here's the high ground, the place to put your feet during this run season. One just tip or piece of advice is don't neglect your private prayer times. Make a daily appointment with Jesus and keep it. Make yourself available to God. Make your plan, as Scripture says, but let the Lord determine your steps. Also, keep your ear tuned to his voice and don't assume anything. Stay engaged and refuse to be an autopilot Christian. Open your hands regularly and receive his divine supply. Daily he will supply, so walk forward in faith and count on that faithfulness. And remember that God multiplies what he assigns, so do only what he gives you to do. Here's another, you know, it's a temptation I'll kind of insert here in this tip, is that when you find yourself doing so many things, it's easy for good things that aren't God things to kind of land on the plate too, because you feel like you've got some extra strength, but that is the very thing that will burn you out. So it is a time to stay hugely dependent on God, really listening to his voice and doing what only he assigns, because he multiplies what he assigns, okay? Rest when he tells you to rest. Run when he tells you to run. Trust him because he does know what's up ahead for you. And then also be okay with not understanding this season. It is a crazy time. So trust him with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. There will be people who may judge how busy you are. But if you're leaning in and you're trusting God, you will see his faithfulness come to bear. And you, oh, this is one of those seasons I feel like you've got to be content to be misunderstood. An example in my own life, there was a time where I had a lot going on ministry-wise. And because I'd been burnt out all these years prior, I really was so afraid of going back there again that I probably said no more than I said yes. Well, you can imagine my surprise when the invitation came to go to Guatemala with our friends from International Justice Mission. It was not a good time to go. Our plates were full. And I'd read a quote by, I think it was Spurgeon, who said, "No work of God is ever convenient." As we prayed, we felt the peace and the go-ahead, but there was no room. We thought, how will we do this? But every time we prayed, we felt the peace of God, and we sensed this is a time to go. So my hubby and I went, both of us in busy times of our life and ministry, and it changed our lives. God did part the waters. He multiplied our offering. We had more than enough left over, and we would have missed the wonder of that blessing had we just leaned on our own understanding and relied on our own sensibilities. So even though it's wise, you know, to have boundaries and to be careful with how much you commit to, there will be times in that season of run that you have to just trust God more than you trust yourself. We're going to play just a portion of the song called Oceans from Hillsong. I want you to listen to the words to this song, because if you're in a season of run, I challenge you, friend, to lean in, to listen, to do everything God says, but also discern, am I doing anything that God has not asked me to do? Because you can thrive in this season if you're doing only what God says, but then take the leap of faith, take the risk, step out of the boat and see where he leads you. When we come back, we're going to talk about the season of rest. Just talked about the season of run. More on this topic in a moment. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Really glad to have you listening today. So for this first hour, we're exploring the four seasons that I identify in my book, Your Beautiful Purpose, Discovering and Enjoying What God Can Do Through You. These four seasons, really, we weave in and out of these seasons. Every serious Christ follower does, I believe. The season of run, where we take ground. It's a time of favor. The season of rest, where we pull back. It's a time of refinement and waiting. And we rarely arrive in that season with a restful heart. We're more either kicking and screaming because we've been pruned and cut back in a time we don't really want to be, or we arrive dead on arrival because we're so tired and burnt out. The third season, a season to stand, and it's a time of holding on because it's a season of testing, and then the season of active waiting, where we are stewarding the current assignment, but longing, praying for some deep unfulfilled desires in our heart, kind of like business as usual on the outside with deep longing on the inside. I've got three copies of my book, Your Beautiful Purpose, Discovering and Enjoying What God Can Do Through You. You can email me. Tell me what season you're in, and if you've got a question, I'd love to hear from you, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Susie@myfaithradio.com. So we talked about the season of run. Now we're going to talk about the season of rest. And this is a time of refining and replenishment. And this is not typically a welcome season for most. And it seems like God is setting us aside for a period of time. It feels like he's maybe decided not to use us. We may view this season sort of a dismissal instead of a divine appointment. And though it feels otherwise, I got to say this, season is an important part of the forward moving process in our lives, but it just rarely starts out feeling that way. Maybe the season is better defined as overlooked or out to pasture, or I think God lost my address, or hello, I thought we had a good thing going here. But more often than not, we either land in the season kicking and screaming, or as I said, we find ourselves dead on arrival. But the intended outcome is that we learn to rest in the Lord. We learn to trust in his timing, that we give him access to our character, and that we come out of this side, out of the other side of the season, leaning in the arms of our beloved. Now, this is a season where we find that God reveals our motivations. If we are humble and teachable in this rest season, he will allow us to sort through our motivations. This is where we discern. Once we start to entrust our story and God's timing to him, we discern how damaging our own self-ambition can be. That's a humbling lesson to learn, but it's a protective lesson to learn. God reveals our motivations in this place, and we discern how damaging our self-ambition can be. He also heals our wounds in this place. You know what? We may hide in our busyness, but we need to slow down to heal. And this is a place where God invites us to the wilderness so he can heal our wounds. This is a place where God restores our perspective. This is a place where we're reminded that Jesus is the source, not the stuff that we do. We don't get our identity from the stuff that we do. Jesus is our source. You hear me say this a lot. We're not what we do. We're someone he loves. This is a place where God refines our dreams, and we learn that God's dream for us is more significant than our momentary desires or even ambitions. And this is a place where God strengthens our identity in him. And we come to understand on a deeper level how much he loves us and how little we can really accomplish apart from him. Well, here are some temptations that we may encounter during this rest season. If you're in one such season and you're feeling like everybody else is passing you by, you don't want to be here, you have energy to burn, you don't get why you're being pruned right now. Well, the temptation is to run ahead of God and try to make something happen. But if you try to make something happen, it's plastic fruit, because we can do nothing apart from him. The temptation is to think that we somehow know better than God what is best for us. The temptation is to think God has looked away or lost interest. And let me tell you, in this season, he is near. The Bible says, a smoldering wick he will not snuff out, a bruised reed he will not break. Trust me, his hands are cupped around you. He's breathing life into you. He is protecting you, and he wants to extract from your character the very things that the enemy would use against you. It is a refining time. It's a protective time. The temptation is to get restless when God is actually teaching us to rest. The temptation is to get offended by and impatient with God for his apparent misunderstanding of the times, as if we know better than him. The temptation is to despair over what seems like a dead end with no way out. And I said this at the conference that I spoke at this week, and there are no dead ends for the Christ follower, only places where Christ can break through. So don't consider this as a dead end. And the temptation is to view this as wasted time, or to view yourself as useless. Neither are true. This is not wasted time, and you are not useless. We make ourselves miserable if we fight when we're supposed to rest. We heal when we leave all those cares in God's hands and we let him put us right again. So what's your high ground? What's the best place to put your feet in this rest season that doesn't feel so restful? Well, the first thing is to delight in the Lord. You know, learn to seek him just for the sake of knowing him more than the gift from his hand. Seek to know his heart and the things that he cares about. The high ground for you also is to lay down your agenda. You can trust him, so put everything on the table and let God speak to you about your life. The high ground is also to see the season as God's protection over you. Understand this, that when he makes you wait, it's because he's making you ready. The high ground is to be humble and teachable. You know, give God access to your ambitions, your fears, your characters, your inconsistencies. He will transform you. He will renew you. The high ground is also to cultivate a new level of intimacy with God. And you know what the Bible says, draw near to him and he will draw near to you. And the high ground for you, if you're in this season, is to start writing. Once you stop wrestling, once you learn to rest, God will put a new song in your heart. So write down what he shows you, that others may benefit from this season of rest. You know, it's never his will that we run ourselves ragged, but he's more than okay with letting us endure a little fatigue when it comes to stretching and growing. So I want to recap. If you're in a run season, then run with all of your heart, with Jesus' heart beating in your chest. Take on the giants, climb the mountains, walk through the doors of opportunity before you. But never for a moment think that you can accomplish great things apart from God. Live expectantly, knowing that nothing, though, is impossible with him. But if you're in that rest season, feeling broken and disillusioned, wrap yourself up in the comfort of God's love and his faithfulness to you. He promises to make something new of you, and he'll breathe fresh life into your weary soul. He'll help you separate your self-sins from your divine purpose. So don't worry about forward movement in this place, okay? Because he can propel you forward in a moment. Learn the essentials of rest and trust in this season. One day you will step into the best of what God has for you. And I got to tell you from my own life, because I am driven and I am task-oriented, after experiencing such a profound season of pruning and cutting back, I learned the critical lesson in this place that life is found only in him and not in the great things we do for him. So now I see God's call for me to wait on him now is an invitation to enjoy deeper intimacy with him. I no longer consider waiting as a frustrating delay of my desires. I now see it as God's protection and a call to purify my delight in him. And I learned that he is my safest place and he is my greatest gift. And I pray that you can learn that as well. Carrie Jobe sings this song, Be Still My Soul, the old hymn. We're going to listen to a couple of minutes of that. Listen in and let it nourish your soul. You're in a season where you don't feel restful, but you feel put out to pasture. Learn to rest in him. He knows your address. He knows your name. He knows where you live. He intends to use you greatly. Cease striving. Know that he is God. He's your best and he's your safest place. More when we come back. You know, we don't always feel so strong, but we have a strong God who is always for us. So even in our weakness, we can be made strong by the strength of Christ in us. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. Hope you're having a great day. We are devoting this hour to the four seasons that I outline in my book, Your Beautiful Purpose. I've got a few copies to get into your hands. Title again is Your Beautiful Purpose, Discovering and Enjoying What God Can Do Through You. Talking about the four seasons that I just noticed that Christ followers, especially serious Christ followers, walk through in just times of preparation, the times of running, and I've addressed that already, but it's that time of favor when the whole goal is to take more ground because the wind is at your back, so go make hay. Then the time of resting. It doesn't feel like resting, but that is the end goal. You may arrive in this place by being utterly burnt out, or you may just be, you know, have a sudden change, unexpected, unwanted change in your life, and it thrusts you into this season of obscurity. It feels like everybody else is dancing, everybody else is having a good time, and you've just been left out to pasture, so to speak. And God allows those times. It's kind of a pruning time, or you're so burnt out, you're forced to be there. God is with you there. He sees you there. The goal is to learn to not stress, but to rest in the Lord, and he will love you back to life again. He will breathe wind back into your sails, put dreams back in your heart, and purify your desires. So we've covered those two. The next one we're going to talk about is that season to stand. And the way that we gain ground in this season of stand is just not to lose ground, because this is the time when the storms, it seems, of hell have been unleashed on us. The elements are raging, the winds are blowing, and it's all we can do to put a flag in the ground and hold on in our times of testing. I remember one such time when I was a young mom, and you know this if you listen often enough, just battling Lyme disease. I'm telling you what, it was the worst part of the disease, my facial numbing, memory loss, total fatigue, joint pain, weakness. It felt like I would win the day. And I had these three little kids, these three little boys, and they were all around the table. One was in a high chair. One was sitting on a bumper chair. What do you call those, Matt? You're a dad. You know, those booster chair. My kids are grown now. I need a grandchild. Okay. And sitting on phone books. So you got three of my boys all around the table. They're eating their little oatmeal. And, I fed them, and I looked back at the living room, which was a small house, but the couch seemed so far away because I knew I'd have to get back up to help the boys. So I thought, I'm just going to lay on the floor so I'm close by. It just seemed like too much effort. It's hard to believe now, but that is how I felt. And I laid there. My whole face was pulsating with numbness. I'm laying there. I see under our little dinner table gum, crayon marks. I'm thinking, when did they get the gum and how did they get it under there without me noticing? And when did they have the time to draw that amazing picture? And I thought, how did my life get like this? I mean, this is not the kind of mama I thought I would be. You know, I had so many ideas, so much vision. And where are you, Lord, is what I asked. And right around then, the boys start to sing this song and they're waving their arms and they're singing and they're happy and they're some song they learned in Sunday school. And one of them hit their bowl of oatmeal or cornflakes. That's what it was, cornflakes. And the bowl flipped over and landed on me. And I had soggy cornflakes and milk all over me in my carpet. And, you know, I was just so at the edge of myself that I started to sob. And at first my kids giggled and then they saw me crying. And so the two of them that could got up and went and knelt on the floor and, oh, mama, it's okay. And little Jordan in the high chair was sobbing, crying for me. And I wondered where God was. And I just thought, Lord, you got to give me something to stand on. And in those places, he did give me some promises to stand on. And I got to tell you, this stand season is named as such because it seems like you're not going to be able to do it. You're not going to be able to endure. So to gain ground is simply to hold your ground and not lose your ground. And during this season, you may battle despair, disillusionment, unbelief. You may feel this pull towards worldliness, entitlement, discontentment, and even shallow faith. But don't let go of what you know to be true. And if you don't know who God intends to be in this storm-tossed soul, in this storm-tossed season, read his word and find out, because it will anchor your soul. So here are some temptations that you may encounter during the stand season. Are you ready? The temptation to look down and forget the promises of God. The temptation to doubt much of what you know to be true. The temptation to lose ground because you've lost your grip. The temptation to look for shortcuts through the storm that takes you away from God's best will for you. The temptation to develop a cynical attitude towards God when it comes to the suffering that we and others endure on earth. The temptation to listen to the voice of the enemy when God seems especially silent. This is that place where that enemy said, did God really say? Is God really good? So if you're in a stormy season and you feel completely under your circumstances, remember this, you stand on every word of God and his promises. They're backed by the honor of his name. That's what the word says. So how do you stay the course during the stand season? Well, one is this. Remember in the darkness what he told you in the light. So seek him. Seek him until you find him. And find a promise for your problem. And with bulldog faith, hang on to that thing. Hang on to what God says is true. Another high ground place for your feet is this. Refuse lethargy, cynicism, and unbelief. So don't let that faith muscle atrophy during this time. Engage your faith even when it hurts. Dare to trust God even when you don't feel like it. Guard your heart and mind against negative and unbelieving thoughts. Another high ground place is this. Don't let your heart close up here. So stay tender to the things of God. When you find your spirit closing up to the things of God, get with some godly friends. Prayerfully ask for God's forgiveness. Ask them to help you stay teachable and humble. Borrow their faith if you have to. Another high ground place for your feet is this. Deal with the issues that surface during this time. This is so key because, you know what? The storm will refine you. It will purify you. So no matter the reason that you're in this storm, no matter if someone else is to blame, God will use this season to refine you and purify you. So humble yourself and do the work of sorting through your stuff, okay? Because this is the perfect time to get that stuff out of you so that you can walk through the fire without smelling like smoke. Here's another high ground place for you. Know that in due time, the breakthrough will come. Know this and say it every day, as the scripture says, any day now I will see the deliverance of the Lord on my behalf. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Trust him. You can trust him. He is faithful. He will be with you. He will not forsake you. As I said, I think that some of you may be going through this storm season right now, and you're wondering which way is up. You're in such a storm that you don't even have vision for your life. I've been there where it's like you're in such a heat of storm, it doesn't even occur to you to consider a dream that God might have for you. I'd love to get a copy of the book in your hands. If you're able to email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com, Susie@myfaithradio.com. I'm going to also open the phone lines up for just a moment because in case you can't email and you want to call, here's the number, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484, or email Susie@myfaithradio.com. Tell me what season that you're in that you relate to, maybe what you're learning. And we're going to listen to this song now that really speaks to the stand season. It's called Strong God by my friend Meredith Andrews. Let's listen in. are in that season where it seems like the storms are raging, listen to this. Don't lose sight of the fact that God loves you. He's with you, and he has given you authority over your storm. Though the elements rage against you, they don't have the power to take you out. And always remember the posture of humility before God. That's keeping a right perspective of him. And boldness in prayer, keeping a right perspective of what you possess in him, regardless of how you feel or what your circumstances say. These will help you not only stay the course, but also become an unconquerable force. Read this powerful quote. I read this powerful quote written in the 1800s by English clergyman George Boddy. He writes, "Thou art but his soldier, guided by his wisdom, strengthened by his might, shielded by his love. Keep thy will united to the will of God, and final defeat is impossible, for he is invincible." Really glad you tuned in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. I'm walking through four seasons that I wrote about in my book, Your Beautiful Purpose, discovering and enjoying what God can do through you. These four seasons I just identified as seasons we find ourselves in where we can lose heart. But I noticed that in these particular seasons, the temptations are different and the charge, I believe, obedience looks somewhat different. There's times to run and there's times to rest, times to stand, times to hide. And we want to discern what is God's will, what's the high ground, the best place to put our feet in each of these seasons. We've talked about the season to run, where that's the season where it seems the favor of God is on you. There's more work to do than time, but you feel an abundance of grace. And the call there is just to take ground on that time. Make hay. Do what you can with what God has given you to do. Then there's the season of rest. And I often say that's the end goal. Nobody really arrives in that season with a restful heart. They're either there by virtue of total burnout, or they're there because they've been pruned. Maybe you've been in a season where you felt like you were in fruitful ministry, and the next moment you've lost your jobs, you've been replaced, or the spouse has left, and you've been thrust into a season of obscurity, and you feel like you just were put somewhere where you never intended to be. Well, this is a season, a very important season. We talked about this a little bit earlier in the hour. This is a season where we have to learn to rest in God. We learn that he's our source. It's where our dreams are revived, but they're also purified, where our ambitions are dealt with, where our souls are healed, because we just don't even realize how often we hide in our busyness, but we got to slow down to heal. This is a place where the goal is to come through that wilderness season leaning on the arm of your beloved, where you realize he's my best gift. More than anything I want from his hand is the treasure of knowing his heart. That's that season of rest. Then the season we just covered is a season of stand, where you are in the firestorm. You feel like the winds and the waves are just blowing up against you, that enemies, you know, issued an all-out assault against you. The way that you gain ground in that season is not to lose your ground. It's to hold your ground. And so in each of these three seasons thus far, we've talked about the charge, the temptation, and the call for you. Well, this final season, active waiting, this is the season where you're conditioned for more. This is the season where you're currently stewarding your assignment that God has given you, but you've got deep longings and not yets in your soul that you're trusting God for. You're not satisfied with the status quo. You're believing God for some greater things, and you're walking in some of his promises even now. And Psalm 119:1 says, "You're blessed when you stay on course, walking steadily on the road revealed by God. You're blessed when you follow his direction, doing your best to find him." Well, so from the outside, you look like business as usual, but on the inside, you have these deep felt desires, and you're believing that he's going to come through for you. Maybe you're believing him for a next place of promise, or for someone you love, for an answer to prayer, a breakthrough in the impossible. But either way, this is a maturing season where we learn to live in the tension of daily demands and deeply felt unfulfilled desires. So where are you with that? Do you dare to believe God for a life that goes beyond your imagination? Can you imagine making an impact in the world that outlives you? Do you have a sense of where God's taking you? Or do you have people in your life that you long to know God the way you do? Well, here are some temptations that you may encounter during this active waiting season. You may get so distracted by your daily duties that you forget about the seeds of faith that you've planted. This is a time to not only steward your current assignment, but to look forward and believe God for a future harvest. The temptation also is to get so focused on those unfulfilled desires that you mismanage your current desire. So the first one is to be so nose to the grindstone, you're forgetting about the future. The second is to have so to be so far off in the future, you're forgetting about your current assignment. You're taking your hand off the plow, so to speak. Another temptation is to emotionally leave your current assignment before God has physically moved you to the next place he has for you. Don't leave before you leave. Super important. Another temptation is to get bitter over the delayed fulfillment of your desires. Another temptation is to miss opportunities to forgive and to remain pure in heart, which will hinder your forward-moving progress. Another temptation is to minimize your time in the Word and to spend most of your time dreaming about those desires. But you know what happens is that disconnects your desires from the Word of God, which then morphs those into something that you've conjured up on your own. Staying in the Word keeps your desires connected to His desires for you. A temptation also is to adopt a bored, tired of waiting, non-expectant mindset. I'm going to say that again. When you get weary in waiting and you're just sort of doing the daily grind, you can start to get bored, tired of waiting, and lose a sense of expectancy. When you go through the motions, you disengage your heart. When you disengage your heart, you disengage your faith. So we need to engage and stay engaged. It is far too easy to go on autopilot during this season, or to fall back even into a rut of offense and unbelief, or to run ahead and strive on your own and forget that all of God's promises are true for you, but he fulfills them in his time. So determine to stay so close to the Father's heartbeat that you trust him with everything that he has for you. Be sure that you don't get so wrapped up in your unfulfilled desires and those desires of your heart that you stop tending the garden that he's already given you. And I want you to hear this too. It takes great maturity to pull the weeds, to remove the rocks, to cultivate an atmosphere for growth in a garden that no longer seems exciting or fresh to you. You hear me? Maybe that's your marriage. Maybe that's your job. Maybe God is saying the grass isn't greener on the other side. The grass is green where you fertilize and water, somebody once said. It takes great maturity to pull the weeds, to remove the rocks, and cultivate an atmosphere for growth in a garden that no longer seems fresh and exciting to you. But if God has you there, the potential of life is there too. So look for his mercies. Ask him about the seeds that he wants you to plant there. Make this time of active waiting a time of leaning in and listening. Bring the redundancy of your days before God and ask him to help you comprehend on a whole new level what is that exceeding tremendous power at work in and around you because you are in him. That's what Ephesians says. So how do you stay the course during this active waiting season? Well, spend consistent time with the Lord. Spend time in the Word and give yourself some time to listen for his voice. Super important during this time. Don't let the feelings of boredom and unbelief and discouragement take root. Be sure to deal with them and keep your faith fresh and expectant. Remind yourself of his promises to you. Learn to pray God's Word. Pray fervently, even when you don't feel like it. And speak his promises out loud so that your own ears hear them. I'm telling you what, that did wonders for my faith. Ask for strength and grace to be faithful in the now. Again, this takes great maturity, to be faithful in the now while you're waiting for the not yet. But the daily grind is where we greatly mature. It just is. So ask for mercy and grace, and he will give it to you. Look for him in those everyday ways. Count the ways you see him and offer thanks for each day. You know, keep a thankful heart in this place. That will also help you keep perspective. And then finally, allow God to refine those desires along the way. Be humble enough to keep those desires on the table so that God can rearrange and redefine them. Because you know what? His version of your dream and your life purpose is your best version. So we're going to hear this final song by Carrie Jobe. It's called Steady My Heart. And we'll come back and I will pray here in just a moment. Let's listen in. pray this show encouraged you today. My pastor always says the depth of the dealing corresponds with the height of the calling. So if you're walking through a storm, get a vision for what God must want to do in and through you. He's a good God, and He intends to use you greatly. Here's a prayer from my book, Your Beautiful Purpose. I pray it ministers to you. Precious Lord, I'm ready to follow where You lead. I want to live out of that beautiful purpose that You ordained for me before I was ever born. Help me to remember that an unappointed work is an unanointed work. Give me the passion to do only that which You've given me grace to accomplish. By faith, I repent of and reject selfish ambition, envy, pride, insecurity, and self-absorption. Instead, I embrace holy confidence and humble dependence, kingdom passion, and Calvary love. Fill me up to overflowing so that my life becomes a wellspring of life to everyone I meet. Pour out Your Spirit on me in increasing measure so I will last long and finish strong. I'm ready to do exceedingly above and beyond all that my mind can conceive according to Your work in and through me. I'm all in, Lord. Lead me on and glorify Your name. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray you were encouraged today. In just a bit, the podcast will be up. So if you feel like another friend would be encouraged by this show, send them out by email, Twitter, or Facebook. There's a click of a button next to the podcast. It's up on our website in just a bit at myfaithradio.com. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk about our tendency as Christians to be quick to assume the worst, to assign motives, and to judge. Should we really be that way? But is there a call for Christians to judge? We'll talk about that, too. More when we come back.